Welcome to the Building BN podcast, where we take an inside look at Bloomington Normal economic development with industry pros, local businesses, and community partners. Hosted by your BN EDC.
Recording from our offices in Uptown Normal, we would like to welcome today's guest, Federico Forti, plant manager at Ferrero. We hope you enjoy.
As you can guess from my accent, I was not born here. I was born in Italy, so I'm Italian, and Ferrero is an Italian company, so this is the main link. I've been with the company for over 12 years at this point. Started over, of course, in Europe. The first international assignment was in Poland. I spent 5 years in Poland. Then I moved to China for the startup of the plant there. Okay. So greenfield, similar to what we are doing here now, sure, this new investment. I spent 3 years in Hangzhou, which is south of Shanghai, starting up the factory, which was a pretty successful startup. After that, I moved to Canada for a couple of years, actually signed for 5, but then here in the United States, the situation and the market is developing so quickly that the company had need to bring more Ferrero people to the market to support the growth. So a couple of years ago, basically at the start of COVID, I was in the relocation phase. I moved to Bloomington and I stayed to Bloomington. Bloomington. So this is how I ended up.
Yeah, well, that's a unique story in itself, from country to country. So each one that you were in, were there different products that you guys were making?
Yes. We had probably the biggest plant where I work was the one in Poland. Poland is making a lot of products, a lot of Kinder products, Bueno, Kinder Surprises, and then we had Nutella is made there, Raffaello is made there, Kinder Joy is made there, so a lot of different kind of products. And my background and my career started as a process technologist, a food technologist, so I was taking care of the process itself. I was making the products, which was very nice, and Poland was a great opportunity to learn a lot of different technologies. A super big plant, the preparation of the semi-finished is there, so similar again to what we're building here.
Right.
So this was probably the main. China was making Ferrero Rocher, the Kinder chocolate bars, and the Kinder Joy. While in Canada, I was taking care directly of the Ferrero Rocher, but also Tic Tac is made there and some Nutella products, Nutella the jars, Nutella Nut and Go, Nutella and Go.
Okay.
About how many other workers here in Bloomington Normal have similar stories to yours, where they have come from overseas and are now working here locally?
So in Bloomington itself, I would say one, who recently, two, who recently joined from all the Ferrero locations, coming from Europe, coming from Brazil. Then we have a group of people who have been part of the integration team. So they're not based in Bloomington, but when Ferrero did buy the Nestle business and the Fannie Mae business, and there was a need to integrate the business into the Ferrero family, let's say, they moved to the United States and they're following all the plants. So they're following North Canton, they're following Bloomington, and they're following Franklin Park for technology, for quality. My boss is one of these. Also coming from very different experiences in Ferrero, in different countries, in different continents, with different backgrounds. Moved here to help the local people to integrate into the Ferrero world.
Yeah, as I said, that's a very unique story. But is there a unique or a personal fun fact about yourself?
Fun fact. I think that what has been a constant with me over all of these moves is my bicycle.
Okay.
So I started to ride the bike, not professionally, but I like a lot to ride the bike. I had a street bike 30 years ago, probably, maybe more. And my bike has followed me in all my steps. So my bike, the one, the only one now is 28 years old probably.
Oh, wow.
And came with me from Italy to Poland, from Poland to China, from China to Canada. The only problem was when I moved here to the United States, because I moved, well, it's a strange story. I moved at the start of COVID. So I was in the relocation in my business trip It was supposed to be a week, so I was with my backpack. Then COVID started and I never made it back.
Okay.
I'm here probably 2 months ago to Canada.
Oh, wow.
So my staff stayed there for a while and friends had to help me close my house. So
sure.
In the first months here in Bloomington, I was without my bike and I had to buy a new one.
Wow, okay.
So now I have a new bike, but other than that, I have an old friend.
Have you had the chance to check out some of our trails, like on Constitution Trail, to do some of your biking?
Yeah, I like the Constitution Trail.
Okay.
And I like all the country roads around.
Yes.
I like to ride around the two lakes, Evergreen Lakes and Bloomington Lake in the north.
Yes.
Lincoln Lake is very nice. Mm. There is a park, I don't remember the name, Morin View.
Yes,
oh, yeah.
Morin View, yes.
Outside of Leroy.
Yeah, outside of here.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So all these.
So you ride, like you get out there.
He's dedicated.
All right. When I'm training, I mean like 60 miles.
Oh, wow.
Weekend.
Yeah.
Oh,
like I ride a bike around the neighborhood. You're going to another city in central Illinois. Yeah. That is very unique. So have you thought about doing any competitions? I know you say you haven't competed.
No. I tried once when I was in China.
Okay.
It was sort of a gran fondo, so sort of a competitive one. But just for fun. No, I don't have the time really to dedicate
to train for sure.
To really compete in that. I just like it.
Yeah.
I go by myself. I'll go with some friends also here from the plant. There is some people riding bikes. So when it's summer and we have time, we go together.
Very cool. Well, that's definitely unique. So for your role at the company, and I imagine in your position now, you do a lot of different things. But what does like a typical day look like for you?
Oh, long.
Yeah.
Long.
So we have a lot going on. There's a lot of meetings, probably also because of the COVID and the remote working.
Sure.
We've learned to use all of these virtual remote ways of meeting. So working also with Europe, there is a lot of meetings. We have meetings for projects, for what we've been on going on in the last 2 years, which is sort of being completed now with the new investments that we are making now. So we have a lot of governances and technical meetings and stuff. I always try to keep some regular meeting with my people, with my team. We have something every day, just half an hour beginning of the day, to understand criticalities, define priorities, and be all on the same page, see if anyone needs any kind of support.
Sure.
Some other governance meetings, but just a few with the team here. The team is very independent, so there's more keeping a relationship with the rest of the area, North American area, and the headquarters. And I always also try to have a walk on the floor at least once per day, get a direct feeling of what's going on, which are the problems, talk with the people. It's always nice. The team is reporting, but it's always nice also to have a direct interaction with the people actually making our products.
Right. Makes a lot of sense. So the company itself, I don't know how far back you can go. But, what is the history of Ferrero?
So Ferrero was born as a family-owned shop in a small city in the north of Italy, close to France, in Alba. It was really a corner shop. There are still pictures here and there of the original shop. And then the founder of Ferrero, as it is today, was Mr. Michele Ferrero. He passed away a few years ago now.
Okay.
And basically he transformed the company from these very small operations in Alba to the third largest manufacturing company in the world.
And what year did that start?
Was over 70 years ago.
Okay.
I don't remember now by heart the exact year, but it was over 70 years ago.
That's still pretty impressive for 70 years to go from a corner chocolate shop in Italy to what Ferrero is now. That's a pretty rapid growth pace.
It's true. It's amazing, and the family the Ferrero family has done an amazing job. It's still family owned.
Great.
So the Mr. Giovanni Ferrero, Michele's son, is still in charge and leading the company with different approach. So Mr. Michele was only for internal growth. We never had a merger and acquisition when Mr. Michele was leading the company, apart from some hazelnuts company, which is vital for us and all the hazelnuts product that we make.
Mm-hmm.
but was internal. So we used to build our own factories, develop our own factories, our own products. Mr. Giovanni now has a different approach, and this plant is an example. So he started to go out on the market and buy, also to diversify the business.
Okay.
From pure chocolate to sugar, confection, all the confectionery products, etc. But still, the growth is amazing, and here in the United States particularly so. Now this is the main focus. So basically we started in Italy, and then we start to move out in Europe, Germany, France, some of the oldest plant, but then we went to other countries as well. Then we started to move outside of Europe. There was an initiative called the Social Enterprises, Federal Enterprises, which is a sort of charity that was started in India, was started in Africa. Now they've changed, so they grew so much that now they are industrial realities. So we have a big plant in India, we have a couple of plants also in Africa. Then we reached Australia, South America, North America. So now we are everywhere.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And with this merger and acquisitions, also the speed of growth has definitely changed.
Definitely. Well, I would think over COVID, it seemed to be like there were more sales in wine and definitely chocolate. So I think that that probably helped out some of the growth too.
It's true. We cannot keep up with production, especially some of the legacy products, as we call, like Ferrero Rocher, mm-hmm. Nutella. We've seen an enormous growth, 20%, 30% growth. Also driven by these COVID situations.
Sure.
People used to eat chocolate to find some happiness. So yeah, the plants, all the plants have been very busy. You know, plant in Canada, in Brantford, also is super saturated. They cannot keep up with the request, which is a good problem to have.
Yeah, that sounds like a really good problem to have. And then talking a little bit about the investment that's going on, you know, right up front, probably get a picture on the way out the door, but it's something in economic development. You know, we always like to see our current companies grow, but to be able to, for us to tell the story that we have the first Ferrero North American chocolate factory, it's a hit. So I love going on the road and telling people not only do we make cool electric trucks with Rivian Automotive, but now we're also manufacturing chocolate in State Farm. So it's a great story. So if you could talk a little bit about what you got going on right out front.
Sure. Well, we are sweeter than Rivian, by the way. So what we are making here, as you say, is the first chocolate manufacturing facility that Ferrero has in North America and outside of Europe. And I think it's a clear proof of the long-term horizon that Ferrero has here in the United States. One of the key core principles in Ferrero is the quality of our products, mm-hmm. coming from Mr. Michele Ferrero himself, and the attention to the customers. So for our products, we always want to have the best chocolate. And per tradition, we want to make our own chocolate,
right.
Or at least the majority of our own chocolate. So far we've been buying the liquid chocolate from different vendors, and then we've been molding our products. But now was the time to start to make our own chocolate. So what we are building out here is a chocolate manufacturing facility. We will receive raw materials like cocoa liquor, cocoa, butter, milk, etc. And we will process them to make our own chocolate. And we will do that for the Bloomington facility, which will be the main consumer, but we will also be producing chocolate for other Ferrero plants in the area. So we will serve Canada, Brantford, for the Robin chocolate for the Ferrero Rocher, so one of the main brand, which is a great challenge for mm-hmm. us, but also a honor to be able to do that. And we will also support the growing business in Mexico.
Okay.
We have a facility also there, so we'll produce also some of the chocolate that we will send that they use to make Ferrero products in Mexico. The bike steel will be used here for all the beautiful products we're making here. So
sure.
For crunch, 100 grand, raisinets, bunch of crunch, we will use our, finally, the chocolate we produce next door.
That's great. And it's pretty good access being right next to the interstate here that you could get things all to the other facilities as well.
Yeah, the location is perfect. It is very well located in Illinois, very well located in the United States. It's close to the other plants that we have. So Franklin Park in Chicago, Fannie Mae, North Canton, Brantford. The longer haul, of course, is to Mexico. We cannot avoid that, but it's very well positioned. The interstates are right there. We are on the outskirts of the city, so mm-hmm. no problem of traffic,
right?
For trucks coming here or for people coming to work. It's a great location. We have a lot of land, so it's also promising for whatever else we want to do here in Bloomington. And because of the location, because of everything that's been mentioned, because of this land, the Choco plant, I think, is the first step. Now, I don't have anything in the pipeline, but after an investment like this, I cannot see Ferrero stopping investing in Bloomington. We have plenty of opportunities, and the chocolate factory is the first step.
Yeah, now that's what we like to hear. And speaking of location, I live on the golf course right behind here, so I can't wait for the whole neighborhood to smell like chocolate. I think it'll be
soon. I live the same. I live here 3 minutes from here.
Okay.
In St. Ivan's. So it's
very cool.
On the golf course as well.
Nice. So switching about, just talking a little bit about local, if you were going to have someone in town, where would you take them to show off the area to recruit them to work here?
Well, Bloomington has a lot of nice spots other than the country roads where to ride the bike.
Yes.
I like the downtown in general, city centers, also because it's university city, there's quite a lot of movements and places to go around. I also like some of the parks, the Miller.
Yes, Miller Park.
Yeah. It is very nice.
The
and
zoo.
Also
the zoo there.
Yeah, I haven't been to the zoo yet.
I highly recommend.
It's a nice zoo.
It is a nice zoo.
I will go. I promise I will.
Okay.
Then I like a lot to walk, especially when the weather is not good for riding, on the pond close to the state farms. I don't know if it's here.
Yeah.
There's also a big park there, which is very nice.
Yes.
And if you want to take the car and make some more kilometers, the two lakes, Bloomington Lake, Evergreen Lake, very nice places for riding, but also just to fishing or
kayaking.
Up there. Yeah. Just barbecuing.
It sounds like you like to be active and be outdoors if possible, correct?
Yes, I love to be outdoors.
Great. Well, and that kind of leads us into our next question, which is what would be maybe your favorite Bloomington Normal food item or restaurant that you like to visit since you've been here?
Okay, so I don't go out a lot, but I found some nice spots. There is one restaurant, and then the same person also has a Korean barbecue. So it's Epiphany Farm. That's very nice.
Harmony is not too far away from here.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
That's the name of the other one.
Okay.
Outback for steaks mainly.
Sure.
I've been there a couple of times. Same Red Lobster, been a couple of times. Also very nice. I'm Italian. A couple of times I've been to Biagi. I have to. I've never been there, but I've been told by Italian colleagues that the pinsaria or pinseria.
By Krispy Kreme.
Yes. We go there quite a bit.
Also very good and very, very nice.
Yes.
Great.
I can confirm that.
I agree. I've had some of their food as well. It's delicious.
So there are a few places, and the Tasty Crab also been a couple of times with some colleagues. Also, we enjoyed.
Yep, do the boils. Yeah, those are good.
Yeah, it's a different kind of service, but very good food.
Yes. So when it comes to economic development, like, we love what you're doing out front, but why does economic development matter for a community?
Well, I think it gives stability to the community and the certainty that you can be here, have your family here, grow your kids, and this is the perception I have from friends and colleagues having family, that it gives stability and continuity. From my point of view, from the company point of view, is very good to see growing, because I think Bloomington is becoming more and more attractive. It's a very nice town, and now with all these businesses, people also have opportunities in terms of careers. They don't have to go to San Francisco or Chicago. They can stay here. We have the Illinois State University, so people might be willing just to stay in Bloomington.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's a win-win. It's good for the companies, and it's good for the community to see development and to see investments be made, especially for the long term.
Yeah.
We are here for the long term. So
yeah, we really appreciate that. And when it comes to some of the investment, with that comes job openings. So are there any job openings that you have here at Ferrero?
Oh, yes, we do. We do. we have quite a lot, actually, because we've been growing the last 2 years, and now we are, you know, the investments that will require people. Different kind and different skills and specialties. So if someone is interested, they can go on Ferrero Careers and they can find the openings. But we have positions for associate in production and for the warehouse, for maintenance technicians. We're looking for people in finance and cost analysis. We're looking for people in HR. Definitely we're looking for people in quality, which I say is a part of the DNA of Ferrero. So we are increasing the quality team. We have quite a few openings there. Some people for planning as well, especially dedicated to the new investments.
Yeah.
So we have.
Yeah, we have opportunity.
we have opportunity, plenty of opportunities.
That's actually one of our catchphrases that could be coming out in a brand, is that Bloomington Normal is where opportunity meets stability. So it sounds like we've got a stable community and you've got plenty of opportunity for people.
Sure. And if they want to stay, I mean, I've been 12 years with the company and I'm one of the youngest. We have people who have been with the company for 20, 30, 40, 45 years. So Ferrero, it's a company, being family-owned, probably still gives the opportunity, if you want, just to stay.
Sure.
And gives opportunity to move around or stay in the same place. So it's...
Yeah, that's a good track record when people are sticking around that long. And then I got to ask, like, how much chocolate do you actually eat while you're here?
Actually, after 12 years, I don't eat much chocolate anymore. The only product I cannot say no is Nutella.
Yes.
Nutella, okay. If you give me a jar, I still eat by the spoon. Yeah. The other ones, I try to.
Yeah.
I can understand.
I can see that.
Stay away because it's good.
Yeah. Well, that's why you can ride the bike so long.
Yeah.
Is there anything else that you wanted to cover?
No, I think this is, well, plenty is at the moment.
Okay.
We've been a long journey. Not so long, but very intense journey so far.
Yes.
And again, we have plenty of plans for the future.
So. Yeah. Okay. Well, we're excited to have you here. It's been great working with you guys. And like I said, can't wait to see that thing finished. And hopefully you can keep telling your story. But thanks for coming on today.
Thank you for having me. Appreciate it.
Tune in next week as we continue to take an inside look at Bloomington Normal's economic development with industry pros, local businesses, and community partners, and learn more about our BN Advantage.